Hello, you're listening to Reclaim Your Confidence, a podcast dedicated to promoting body positivity and confidence. I'm your host, Katie, and each week I sit down and chat with men and women who have different stories to share. You can find the podcast on Instagram at Reclaim Your Confidence, and you can leave me a message on the Anchor mobile app. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any content and you keep up to date with the episodes. Thanks so much for listening, and let's get into this week's episode. Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Reclaim Your Confidence. I've got a very interesting podcast for you. Myself and No Counting Natalie, that's her Instagram username by the way, so you should go and check her out, discuss hunger-directed eating. So it's basically listening to your body, knowing when you're full, knowing when you're hungry, and just basically listening to your body and its needs and eating what you want, but obviously not to an extreme extent. She's been doing it for a few weeks now, and it's really interesting to sit down with her and chat about it. And I really hope you enjoy it.
What made you decide to go on your weight loss journey?
I've been dieting on and off for absolutely years, probably as long as I can remember. When I was a kid, I was actually skinny. I know most people that have an issue with food, so they were quite a chubby kid, but I was always really skinny up till I got about, I reckon, 18, 19, and then I suppose going along with the social life and drinking and eating, just started to put weight on. And then probably I'm 38 now, so for the past I'd say 20 years I've been on and off diets. But I'm getting married next year, so this was like my final kind of push. Like, if you don't do it now, you never will.
I feel like I'm similar because, like you said, most people say that they were a chubby kid. I wasn't chubby at all either. Like, I was the skinniest in the class and everything. And then I was probably about the same age, about like 17, going through A levels, and something just happened and I put on a tremendous amount of weight, and it just creeps up on you, doesn't it?
It does. It's like one day you're skinny, and the next you're like, how do we get...
Exactly.
The clothes sizes creeping up and up, and I'm like, oh, that's okay, but you know, a 12's fine, and then it's like, okay, 14's fine, and then before you know it, you're like, oh my God, how did I get here?
Yeah, completely agree. And then you look back at photos and you think, I don't remember myself like being that big. Like, when did that happen?
Crazy.
What's been the hardest thing for you, like going through weight loss and dieting?
Things like missing out on things. I think, like, I was talking to someone on Instagram the other day, and it was something that really hit home was when my son made me a Mother's Day cookie at school. And he brought it home and he was like, oh, Mum, I've made you this. And I was dieting and I was like, I don't want to ruin my diet. So I ate a tiny little bit of it. And then I said to him, oh, yeah, I'll eat the rest later. It's really nice. And I threw it in the bin.
Oh,
I was like, oh, my God. Just it's silly things like that.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't even eat a biscuit that my son had made me because I was worried I was going to put on weight.
Exactly.
And things like family barbecues and where I've been like, oh no, I'll drive and I'll eat salad. And because I was just so worried about what had happened
on weight. I used to, like, I did Slimming World for a while and I lost something crazy, like 2 stone in like 8 weeks, which was just not healthy now that I look at it. But it was because, like, my friends would invite me out for dinner. I'd be like, no, I'm not coming out for dinner. Like, I just took it to the extreme where I was like, I don't want to go out for dinner because I don't want to jeopardize, like, what I've, like, done.
Yeah. So, or if we go, we've got to go Nando's. That used to be my thing. Or if we go, we've got to go Nando's.
Because, it's very friendly. Or, like, on Spoons, they have, like, a healthy menu. I used to, like, live off that. because that was favourite.
Been there.
Yeah, but I feel like everyone has at some point. Yeah. Anyone that's trying to lose weight has definitely. How do you feel society and social media like pressure us to lose weight? Like, do you think seeing celebrities and stuff on Instagram, do you think that has an impact on how you perceive yourself?
Yeah, definitely, because a lot of the celebrities, they advertise all the shakes and the wraps and the, you know, you too can be as skinny as me. And I mean, there's no way they're even using these things, but you know, these young girls, they're going to be like, oh, I can get a figure like that. If
definitely,
it's even some of like the, I remember some of the plus size models a few years back, they were celebrated as being like the first plus size supermodels. They all lost weight. They all became really I can't remember the name of the one, but there was the one, she was really famous. I think it must have been, you know, about 20 years ago, as a big plus size model, and she just lost all of the weight and just became a regular model.
Yeah.
And it was like, but that's not what you were celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. You were known for something different.
And then you became like the others. I mean, obviously if there's, you know, there's health reasons and stuff behind
definitely.
It. But she was so like, this is who I am and this is me, and then she just completely changed.
Yeah. I think as well, like you say, with young girls, like when they see those flat tea companies and stuff, they think, oh, like if they're doing it, I could definitely do it, and they're advertising it, so it must be good.
Yeah, they must. And then there's no way they're even taking it.
Oh, for sure. They're getting a lot of money for it, I should imagine.
It is like the, you know, like the women's magazines where they find people on the beach and they have like, they ring like their cellulite and I don't know if they do it so much now, but I remember like some of the things used to like a wall of shame almost, and they'd have pictures of people in bikinis and like a ring around their cellulite or their stomach where they're sat down. And that's like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it would be like on the front cover.
Yeah.
Look
at who's let themselves go.
Exactly. Like that Scarlett, I think it's Moffat, that lady from Gogglebox.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was quite big, and then she lost a load of weight, and then unfortunately she put it back on, and the headlines were just vulgar, and like people commenting were saying, oh look, Miss Fatty is back, and it's like, can you imagine what that would do to someone's confidence?
It's amazing how they can get away with saying that.
Like
if someone had like a physical disability, you couldn't publish like, you know, being mean,
so right.
Someone's like lost a leg or lost an arm. Like,
yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Exactly. You know? So why does it make it different?
No, exactly.
That's society for you.
Yeah.
So you've recently started hunger-directed eating. Would you be able to like give an overview on it, like how you're finding it and the ins and outs of it?
Okay, so basically I started by looking at posts on Instagram to do with the hunger-directed eating. And a lot of people were posting about the book by Josie Spinardi, I think it is.
Okay.
And the anti-diet pilot had started promoting it. It's called Have Your Cake and Your Skinny Jeans Too. And it's basically just a whole guide about HDE, and it's put in very, very simple terms. It's eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. And obviously that sounds so obvious to people who are not dieters.
Yeah,
that's like, why would you eat when you're not hungry, and why would you eat past full up? But for people that have had an issue with binge eating, it's a lot easier said than done.
Definitely.
So the whole book goes into the fact that it's diets that are actually making you fat or making you gain weight.
That's really interesting.
The whole on plan, off plan. When you're dieting, you're either on plan or you're off plan. There's no two modes. And it explores the whole thing, that the off plan part, where you go crazy and you feel like you're having an off plan day, you have to eat everything you can, because you won't be able to eat again tomorrow. You'll be back on plan tomorrow. So you'll be like if you're anything like me, when you're off plan, I would never have touched salad or fruit or vegetables because I'd be like, well, I'm going to eat that stuff again tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, you know, and even if I don't really want it, I need to eat it.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. It's
going to be gone.
Yeah.
So, and it's teaching you that you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want, as long as you listening to your body and you are hungry and you don't eat beyond comfortably full. And I thought, yeah, it sounds too good to be true, but I'm really, really enjoying it.
How long have you been doing it?
Only literally about a week.
It's good.
I've not been doing it long at all. But I've already found, like, I'll give you a quick example. Like today I went to Morrison's to the salad counter bit. And I actually walked past that same counter last week and I was like, right, well, I can't have that. So essentially I would have had lettuce and onion and like a hard boiled egg.
Yeah.
So I thought there's no point, I'm not gonna do that. Well, today I went and looked at it and thought, right, what do I actually want from that?
Yeah.
And I had it all. I didn't have an extra large portion of anything. I just had a little bit of everything that I fancied. And I came home and I had it for lunch and I was like, wow, it's completely changed my mindset.
Yeah. Because
there's no, you can't eat this. And because I'd got the salad and the stuff like from the salad cart that I really wanted, I completely bypassed the chocolate and crisp aisle. And I was like, no, this is what I came in for. This is what I wanted. I've got it. I'm going.
Mm.
And I would have never thought that I would be happy with like
a salad.
Some coleslaw or like coleslaw and cheese and things like I wouldn't have been able to have on the salad before. But because I wanted that, I thought, well, I don't need the chocolate and the crisps. But I've got no willpower at all. So it's not a case of a willpower thing. It's just a mental thing.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like I was reading an article yesterday by the British Heart Foundation, and one of them was stop generalizing good and bad food. Like, obviously some foods are scientifically proven to be better for you, but as soon as you come to the mindset of chocolate's bad for you, like crisps are bad for you, but fruit's good, like you just go through this whole like this rabbit hole of I can't have that, I can't have this, like it's just never ending.
Yeah. I mean, I was reading in the book the other day, it made a really good point that anything is bad for you if you overeat it.
Yeah.
If you're going to binge on apples, you know, like if you eat a thousand, that's just as bad for you.
Yeah, think of all that sugar.
Yeah, it's just as bad for you as eating 10 bars of chocolate. If you overeat anything, it's eating what you want, but in moderation, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, like you said earlier, if you've never had like an issue like surrounding food, for you that's just common sense. Like my boyfriend, he does that, he eats exactly like that, and he's like, that's what I do anyway. I'm like, but for people like myself, it's so hard to like tell yourself like you can have anything just in moderation, because
I know
you've gone through years of dieting. Like, you know, I've been on Weight Watchers, I've been on Slimming World, and every single time I've had to account for the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And it's wrong, I think.
Yeah. It's just crazy that you've that's one of the reasons I wanted to do the HDE, because I was so fed up of just counting and pointing and don't get me wrong, Weight Watchers did work for me. I was losing weight.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, once I get down to what I want to be, how am I going to actually maintain this?
Exactly.
Am I going to put it out for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And even though it was great to, like I say, to help me, it didn't actually help my unhealthy relationship with food.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so true. It
told me what was good and what was bad.
Yeah. And like, you already know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what you should be eating, you know what you shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was exactly the same. Like, when I was on Swimming World, like I said, when I lost all that weight about 2 years ago, it was terrible. Like, I lost all the weight, and then I said to myself, right, you can go back to eating shit now. Like,
yeah,
you can go back to eating what the hell you want, because you've lost all the weight. Like, there's no way it will go back on. And it did.
Yeah. That's one of the points that they make in the book. You know, that I said earlier about dieting makes you gain weight, because as soon as you come off of this diet, because you've like lifted the food restrictions that you've had for so long,
yeah,
you gain the weight back and more.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Because you're completely now, like, you know, off plan. Oh my God, I'm going to eat whatever, I'm going to eat everything that I couldn't eat before.
Exactly. It's like being a kid in a candy shop. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. But it's amazing what it's done for sort of my confidence and my, I feel much, much happier. I used to sort of wake up in the morning and measure every day previously by if it was a good day or a bad day by how my food was.
Yeah.
Like, I know that sounds silly, but I
no, it doesn't at all.
If I'd been really good and I'd been on plan, I'd be like, oh, yesterday was a really, really good day. Really good day. I feel really pleased with myself. If it was a bad food day, I'd wake up and think, oh my God, why did I eat all that?
Yeah.
Oh, you must do better again today. You've got to try again harder today.
I went through exactly the same. And I hate to make like sweeping statements, but I feel like it has such an impact on your mental health. Like going through that every single day, like, oh, am I going to have a good day? Am I going to have a bad day diet-wise? Like,
yeah, it kind of affects your whole mood, doesn't it? Your whole
it does.
Thing, what you can eat. And because even if you do eat the food that you want to eat, you then feel really guilty afterwards.
So yeah,
that
brings you do.
Because even though you're thinking, oh, I really want to eat chocolate, I really want to eat crisps, that'll make me feel happier. Mm-hmm. Once you eat it,
you feel
worse.
Yeah.
Because you feel the guilt that you shouldn't have eaten that.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the things, if you are following like I wouldn't say that Slimming World and Weight Watchers are strict. I think it works beautifully for people that don't have like a rocky relationship with food. But
yeah,
I forgot what I was going to say. That's not good, is it? That's really bad. I just had a mind blank then.
Just gone.
It's just gone. It's just flown away. I think what I was trying to just allude to was that sometimes it can have just a worse impact on you than a better impact. So
yeah I think so, because it is the whole on plan, off plan. You're either one or the other. And something really interesting that I read, I keep going back to this book like it's the Bible, but
the Holy Grail.
It's been amazing. It's completely I can't even describe how much from like being in such a diet mentality.
Yeah,
it kind of broke that completely.
Yeah,
but it says about one of the things is eating because you ate. And it's like, basically, if you're at work and someone brings cakes in and you're like, oh, I'm just going to have a little bit. I'm just going to have one of these little cakes here. Straight away, this switch goes in your head saying, right, well, you've eaten that now. You might as well have five more. You might as well then go and have KFC for lunch. You might as well then have McDonald's for dinner. Mm-hmm. And then you might as well follow up with a big bar of chocolate. Because you've broken your diet by eating that one cupcake, you can't possibly... you know, go back. You can't possibly take that away. So rather than just going, okay, you know, I'll eat healthy for the rest of the day, you can't. You have to carry it on now, and you can't possibly start again until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is rubbish.
Yeah. It's so true though, because I feel like every time I've dieted and then I've had one bad day, I just go, well, I might as well eat shit for the rest of the week.
Exactly. So, I mean, no one ever starts a diet on a Sunday.
Exactly. It's always a Monday.
Monday. You eat rubbish on the Friday and the Saturday. You can't possibly eat well again on the Sunday.
Yeah.
You just have to start on a Monday. It's the law.
So true. Oh. Well, it's been so lovely talking to you.
Thank you
for being on the podcast. I hope I calmed your nerves a little bit.
I'm not so scared now.
The episode won't be out for like maybe like 2 weeks or so.
Okay.
Because I stockpile a few, and then I put them out either went just in case I like go on holiday or something, and then I've got nothing to put out. So yeah, I will send you a message to the other episodes if you're interested in listening.
Yes, please. I would. I'd love to hear it.
Cool. Yeah. And then yeah, I'll send you when this episode is up. I'll send you a link as well.
Thank you. Hopefully, I didn't rabbit on too much rubbish.
No, honestly,
made some valid points.
You know what? This I've waited so long to have a conversation like this with someone just about like just everyday like food stuff, because a lot of people that I know don't understand, because they don't have a problem with dieting or a problem with dieting or anything like that. So I feel like they don't understand.
Now, I'm forever talking about it at work. When I was explaining this and how I would normally be around like binge eating and stuff, some of them were looking at me. What?
Yeah.
Like, you can't possibly like eat all of that. Like you can't possibly like is that your meal? And I was like, yeah. And it's and just doing this HGE, it's just made me realise that it's so much more popular. I thought it's not just me, it's not just my willpower, it's not just my issue with food.
Yeah.
Loads and loads of people have got the same thing.
Yeah, especially on Instagram, on the hashtag, there's loads of people that are doing it.
Yeah.
Which is really comforting to see and to look at.
It's a nice little community seems to build. Yeah, definitely.
I've done it for the last 2 days, but last night, like I had like a packet of popcorn, and then I stopped myself before I got too hungry, and I was like, I don't understand if like did I just binge or did I just listen to my body? Like I don't.
I'm still getting used to the whole eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full. I'm like, am I hungry? It sounds stupid, isn't it? Do you know? Surely you must know when you're hungry, but it's like, am I hungry or not? Am I full up?
Exactly. I feel like the longer you go on the journey, though, the more you'll get to know your body and like what works best for you. Thank you so much. It's lovely talking to you.
Yeah, really nice talking to you.
Have a great rest of the day. What's that? Sorry?
I said it wasn't scary at all.
Good. I'm glad. That's what I like to hear. Have a good day, and I'll speak to you soon.
And take care.
Bye.
Bye.